There's a copy of a criminal indictment on my desk this morning. The heading on the document reads, United States of America versus Charles Wesley Gilmore. Gilmore is accused of ordering a triple murder, and Assistant U.S. Attorney Tony Giorno is seeking the death penalty.
You had murders of people who were perceived as potential federal informants, and they were killed to protect a drug dealer.
With this report, we're continuing a month-long series on hometown news, because Charles Wesley Gilmore, the accused killer, is also a leading citizen and former mayor of Pocahontas, Virginia, population 441. Almost everybody in town knew the murder victims. Everybody knows Charlie Gilmore, too. And lifelong resident Edna Drosick refuses to believe that he ordered a hit in April of 1989.
He would do anything for anybody, and if he knew somebody needed food or something, you know, he'd see that they got food. He wasn't selfish that way.
Charlie Gilmore was one of the more influential politicians in this part of Virginia. After serving as mayor of Pocahontas, he became a member of the County Board of Supervisors. He was also a businessman. At the time of the murders, he ran a garage and convenience store called the Totem Post. His employees included Starlet Helmendoller.
He kept the roads perfect. We had good school system. He was a good mayor. You could go to him, you'd say, look, Charlie, we got this problem. Just like that, it was fixed. But you also knew, and people would tell you, don't make him mad. He'll burn your house down.
Today, many Pocahontas residents refuse to talk about Charlie Gilmore. Some say the publicity hurts the town, while others say they're afraid. Gilmore is 72 now. But for much of his life, he was a big, imposing, industrious man. He had power because he was one of the few employers in a town with many empty stores and just one restaurant.
Give me a large order of fries, set 2 a.m.
At lunchtime last week, Anita Brown stood behind the bar at the Cricket, cooking cheeseburgers and taking orders.
Cricket. Hi. I'm fine, you Becky.
There's not much to do in Pocahontas, though if you walk around, you will see the relics of a prosperous past. Brick streets, stained glass church windows, even a theater known as the Opera House. This was a coal mining town. Charlie Gilmore began his career just as that industry declined in the 1950s. We visited a mine shaft with Bill Archer, a newspaper reporter and historic preservationist.
This was the old entrance to the mine.
And when did the last mine close?
I think it's dated mostly from 1955 here locally was the ending of the coal industry. And then, of course, within 30 years, unemployment here had reached 70%.
In 1989, this struggling town reopened the Pocahontas Exhibition Mine as a tourist attraction. A town employee named Robert Davis rewired the lights there, and he finished the job just a few days before he was murdered. Prosecutors say Robert Davis had a second job working for a drug dealer, and that dealer was former Mayor Charlie Gilmore. Pocahontas had an underground economy, and Gilmore has since pleaded guilty to leading it. Gilmore sent men to Miami to buy cocaine. They sold it in West Virginia. 14 years after Robert Davis's murder, his mother, Mildred Davis, still thinks about how her son could have been involved.
Truthfully, he couldn't read too well, you know. And that's the way that I guess Gilmore picked those kind of people, too, to work for him, so he could try to get them to do things for him.
Prosecutors contend that Charlie Gilmore ordered two men to kill Robert Davis in order to keep him from talking to the FBI. Assistant U.S. Attorney Tony Giorno says a car pulled up to the house where Robert Davis was living with his wife and stepson.
Robert Davis, who is the primary target, comes out of the house. This is the early morning hours. As he approaches the vehicle, he is shot with a shotgun. Una Davis, who was Robert Davis's wife, and little Bobby Hopewell, who was 14 years old at the time, were not supposed to be home. Una came out, saw what happened. She was killed as she was crossing, trying to get to the neighbors. Little Bobby Hopewell saw what happened, went and hid in a closet inside the house. He was found in the closet, and he'd been shot twice with a shotgun. The range was so close, he had powder burns on his hand from where he was either holding the barrel of the shotgun or it was very, very close to him.
Only one member of the family survived, a 9-year-old daughter who was spending the night with her grandparents. Virginia state authorities never convicted anybody in this case, but a federal jury later convicted the trigger man. A second man's trial ended with a hung jury. Both suspects spent time in jail and allegedly told fellow inmates that they acted on Charlie Gilmore's orders. Prosecutors will now use those jailhouse statements as they seek to execute the former mayor. One of Gilmore's defense lawyers plans to challenge the reliability of those statements.
He certainly is innocent.
Attorney Tony Anderson also insists that former Mayor Charlie Gilmore never really included Robert Davis in his cocaine ring.
He had no motive that I have seen or heard of that would give rise to him giving an order to execute Mr. Davis.
Some Pocahontas residents believe so strongly in Charlie Gilmore's innocence that they put up his bail so he can walk the streets of Pocahontas while awaiting his murder trial. Edna Drosik sees him every Sunday at church.
That's why I can't think that he, you know, would do something like he's been accused of. I don't see it in his heart and soul. Now, he'll tell you that he did spend that 11 years, you know, in prison over the drugs or whatever it was.
How could a man who was going to church, who was very nice, who got food for people who needed it, how could that guy be a big-time drug dealer?
Well, people like that wants money. That's all I got to say about it.
Some Pocahontas residents may be called to testify against the former mayor, including Starlet Helmendollar, one of the last people to see Robert Davis alive.
And everybody put their faith and their trust in Charlie Gilmore, and he was like Lucifer, the demon. He sucked us in. He shamed us. Biggest kingpin in the state of Virginia, Charlie Gilmore. Our good old neighbor who called me baby doll, patted me on the back and hugged me and kissed me.
I met Charlie Gilmore last week. He's living in a house on Water Street. It's a two-family home, a little duplex with white siding and a concrete porch. You could see him through the screen door, sitting alone in a chair. He limped a little when he came to the door. He was wearing a purple shirt and tan shorts. He's still a big man, though he wears glasses now and has a little gray in his mustache. He referred questions about the case to his lawyer.
When were you mayor of this town?
Oh, back in the 50s, 60s.
50s and 60s, that long ago?
Yes.
My goodness, you must have been an awful young man then.
I was the youngest
they had. Wow.
Thank you, sir.
I was the youngest they had, Charlie Gilmore said. Now, at the age of 72... Charles Wesley Gilmore is one of the oldest Americans facing the death penalty.